感谢主，我们能够聚集在喜乐部教会来学习服事的工作。
Thank God that we can gather here at Hillsboro Church to learn how to serve.
我们看到这里是主耶稣赐给我们一个相当好的训练环境。
And this is a great environment that God has given us to study.
不过因为我们还有后续的工程还没有完成。
But because the construction has not been completed.
所以我们在训练当中一些住宿可能就比较不是那么方便。
So it may be inconvenient for some of us in our lodging.
不过我们大家都有一种刻苦的一种精神啊，这也是很好的一种训练。
But we're all able to have the spirit to endure hardship, and this is a good training.
主耶稣在选召门徒的时候。
When Jesus was choosing his disciples,
因为约翰曾经对众人说啊，耶稣就是神的羔羊，要除去世人罪孽的。
And once John said that Jesus Christ is the lamb of sacrifice and to forgive the sins of.
就有约翰的门徒啊，就跟随耶稣。
And so there are disciples of John that went to follow Jesus.
后来耶稣发现了以后，回过头来问他们说：“你们要什么？”
And after Jesus realized that, he asked these people, "What do you want?"
他们就问耶稣说：“呼主啊，你在哪里住？”
And they asked Jesus, "Teacher, where do you live?"
耶稣就带他们去看他所住的地方。
And Jesus brought them to where he lived.
后来他们就跟耶稣同住了。
And later on, they came to live with Jesus.
这个约翰福音里面谈到好几个地方门徒跟耶稣同住。
And in the book of John, many times it records that the disciples live with Jesus.
我们知道主耶稣在传道里的书就四方到处传福音生活不是很安定。
And we know when Jesus was preaching the gospel, he went from place to place.
所以有的人问耶稣说主啊，我要跟随你。
And there are some people that tell Jesus, "Jesus, I want to follow you."
主耶稣说狐狸有洞飞鸟有窝，人子没有枕头的地方。
And Jesus told them that foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of God has not even a place to lay his head.
主耶稣的生活很简单。
The life of Jesus is a very simple one.
有时候还在山上随便就在树下过夜。
And he may be overnight under a tree in the mountain somewhere.
但是门徒却喜欢跟耶稣同住。
But yet the disciples like to live with Jesus.
因为跟主同住可以看到主的荣美。
Because living with Jesus, they're able to see the glory of God.
所以有主跟我们同在的地方就是神的国。
So where God abides, there is the kingdom of God.
有主同在就有喜乐，有平安，有满足。
And where the Lord is, there is joy, there is peace, and
所以我们生活不是讲求一定要很富裕的生活。
So we do not have to have a wealthy life.
但是如果说我们生活当中没有主的话，我们真的很可怜。
But if we do not have the Lord in our life, then we are pitiful.
我们所追求的是神的国就是神跟我们同在圣灵当中的喜乐。
And the kingdom of God is where God abides, and there is the spirit of joy.
感谢主虽然我们平时我们的生活大概很少说睡在地板上的。
And in our daily life, we probably do not sleep on the floor.
但是我们学生联会也好，青年神训班也好，大家都能够有这样刻苦的精神
But no matter whether it's SSC or NYTS, everyone has the spirit of enduring hardship.
而且每一次参加一些盛会回去都留下很好的记忆。
And every time after a seminar and we return back to our homes, we have great memories.
在我们一生当中都是非常的美好的一种回忆。
And this is a great memory in our life.
因为有主的恩跟我们同在真的就是好像在生活在神的国里面一样。
Because with the grace of God abiding with us, that seems like we are living in the kingdom of God on earth.
这一次小弟被安排跟我们大家学习主耶稣的服事。
And this time I've been assigned to share with you concerning the servitude of Jesus.
我们刚刚谈过主耶稣服事的内容。
And we talked about the content of Jesus' servitude.
第一个就是传福音。
First is preaching the gospel.
因为福音是神的大能，要来拯救世上的人。
Because the gospel is the power of God that comes to save mankind.
它是要把人从苦难魔鬼的辖制当中啊拯救出来。
And it is to save mankind from the bondage of Satan.
啊，救我们进到永生神的国。
That we can enter into the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣在一生当中以传福音呢、啊。啊、为他最重要的服事工作。
So the most important servitude of Jesus in this world is to spread the gospel.
曾经有人呐、啊，啊，为着要找耶稣，希望能够得到医病。
And there are times when people come to search for Jesus because they want to be healed.
但是耶稣却带着门徒啊，往别的地方去传道了。
But yet Jesus took his disciples and went to preach.Other places.
因为传福音、啊、是他最重要的使命。
Because preaching the gospel is the most important mission.
所以他走遍各城各乡传福音。
So he went to all cities and towns spreading the gospel.
有时候在会堂里面。
Sometimes in the synagogues.
有时候进到信徒的家。
Sometimes in the houses of members.
有时候在海边，有时候在船上。
Sometimes by the seashore or in the boat.
有时候在山上。
And sometimes on mountains.
好。所以借着福音、啊、拯救了很多人。
So through his gospel, he has saved many.
当然也有一些硬心的人、啊、虽然听到福音、啊、但是没有办法明白，没有办法领受。
But then there are those who are hard-hearted, and when they hear the gospel, they're not able to understand or accept it.
所以耶稣说、啊、虚心的人才有福气。
So Jesus Christ says, the blessed are those who are poor in spirit.
啊，饥渴慕义的人、啊、才能够得到饱足。
And those who hunger and thirst will be filled.
主耶稣服事的第二个项目、啊、就是医病赶鬼。
And the second work of servitude is to heal the sick.
因为他来到世界带来真理跟恩典。
And to cast out demons, because once he came into the world, he brings with him truth.
他一方面、啊、为真理做见证。
He comes to witness for the truth.
啊，也借着恩典随着来证明。所行的道理。
And through grace, it witnesses that what he preaches is true.
所以他在传道当中啊，看到很多病痛、患难、可怜的人。
So in his spreading the gospel, he sees many people who are suffering.
啊，主耶稣就出于怜悯的心呐、啊，啊来医治他们，解决他们一切的困难。
And out of a compassionate heart.He went and solved their problems.
所以瘸子可以起来走路。
So those who are lame are able to walk.
瞎眼的得看见。
Those who are blind are able to see.
哑巴说话。
And those who are mute are able to speak.
长大麻风得洁净。
And those who have leprosy are cleansed.
使人能够得到复活。
So that people can resurrect.
那魔鬼压住世人啊，让人得不到自由。
And Satan oppresses the humankind so that they cannot receive.
耶稣来到世界啊，就是要除掉魔鬼的作为。
And Jesus came on this earth to get rid of the doings of Satan.
所以他说啊，如果我靠着神的灵赶鬼啊，就是神的国临到你们了。
So he says, if I cast out the demon in the spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come among you.
所以他靠着圣灵的权柄啊，把一些被魔鬼压住的人呐、啊。啊、救出来让他们得自由。
So through the authority of the Spirit, he is able to cast out those who are oppressed by Satan and receive freedom.
啊，因为他要把人从撒旦的权势之下、啊、救出来。
Because he wants to save humankind from the dominion of Satan.
耶稣第三个服事的工作就是赦罪。
His third work is to forgive sins.
罪让人失掉自由。
Sin has caused humankind to lose freedom.
罪让人跟神之间的关系断绝。
And it has broken the relationship between mankind and God.
让罪让人受咒诅，所以人生要劳苦，最后会死亡。
And sin has cursed humankind that they will labor all their days and at the end receive death.
所以耶稣来到世界啊，就是要拯救罪人，解决人罪的问题。
So Jesus came to this world to solve this problem of sin.
他除了在十字架上啊，担当我们的罪，为我们死以外，
besides being crucified on the cross and take up all our sins,
他在传道的当中啊，常常赦免人的罪。
In his ministry, he also forgiven many sins.
啊，有一个有罪的妇人呢、啊，在耶稣的身旁，在那边哭。
There is a sinful woman who was crying next to Jesus.
她的眼泪啊, 滴湿了主耶稣的脚,
and her tears wet the feet of Jesus.
然后用她的头发去擦,
and she used her hair to dry those tears.
有一个法利赛人啊, 西门请耶稣吃饭,
and there is a Pharisee, Simon, that invited Jesus for a meal.
他看到这个妇人所做的, 耶稣又没有阻挡他,
and he saw what this woman was doing, but yet Jesus did not stop her.
那就心里议论说啊, 耶稣如果是先知啊, 怎么会让这个妇人在他那边哭呢?
So he was reasoning within himself that if Jesus Christ was a prophet, then why would he let this woman cry?
所以原来那个妇人是一个罪女。
Because this woman was an adultery.
后来主耶稣就对那个啊, 接待他的西门说,
and so Jesus spoke to his host, Simon.
说一个人啊, 说有两个人欠他的主人债务,
that there are two people who are indebted to the creditor.
他们两个啊, 都没有办法偿还,
and these two servants are not able to pay back the money.
一个欠50两, 一个欠5两,
and one owed 50 denarii and the other one 5.
后来主人啊, 就怜悯他们, 把他们的债务全部都免了,
and then the master forgave all their debts.
他说哪一个人啊, 对这个主人的感恩会更大?
And he asked, so who will be more thankful to this master?
西门说啊, 当然是那个赦免多的啊, and 那个感恩会更大。
And Simon says that of course it's the one who owed more, therefore his thanksgiving will be more.
主耶稣就对西门说, 我进到你家里,
and Jesus said to Simon, I have came into your house.
你没有给我水洗脚,
you did not give me water to wash my feet.
你没有跟我亲嘴,
and you did not kiss me.
但是这个妇人啊, 用她的眼泪来洗我的脚,
but yet this woman has washed my feet with her tears.
用不住的啊, 用她的头发来擦,
and use her hair to wash my feet.
然后用嘴亲我的脚,
and use and kiss my feet.
因为她的爱大, 所以她的赦免也大,
because she loves greatly, therefore her forgiveness is also great.
所以两个人虽然在服侍主,
so even though two people are serving the Lord,
但是西门啊, 他是形式上的接待耶稣,
but Simon is only welcoming Jesus as a formality.
没有尽到啊, 他应该尽的一些礼仪,
he did not perform some of the duties that he was supposed to.
但是这个罪女啊, 虽然她为着自己的罪一直哀伤,
but yet the sinful woman, even though she was sorrowful for her own sin,
但是她感念主的爱,
but she remembers the love of Jesus.
她很多罪啊, 得赦免,
and her sins were forgiven.
所以她感念主的爱, 用眼泪啊, 滴湿了主的脚, 用头发擦,
because of her gratitude, she was able to wash the
用香膏啊, 抹耶稣的脚,
wash the feet of Jesus with her tears, and also anoint his feet with oil.
所以她虽然是一个罪女, 因为主耶稣赦免她了, 所以她感念主耶稣的大爱,
that even though she was a sinner, because of the forgiveness of Jesus, she wanted to thank Jesus.
我说耶稣说爱多啊, 赦免也大,
so Jesus says that because she loves great, therefore her forgiveness.
然后主耶稣对这个妇人说啊, 你的罪都赦免了, 你可以平平安安地回去吧,
and Jesus told this woman that your sins are forgiven, go and go in peace.
当然主耶稣亲近一些税吏跟罪人,
and Jesus Christ also comes near the sinners and the Pharisees.
目的啊, 就是要把他们从那个罪恶当中啊, 把他们救赎出来,
and it is because he wants to save these people from sin.
所以耶稣说啊, 我不定你们的罪, 但是你们以后不要再犯罪,
and he says that I do not condemn your sins, but do not sin anymore.
所以耶稣啊, 常常亲近罪人, 就是要来赦免人的罪,
Jesus draws near to the sinner so that he can save them from their sins.
主耶稣的第四个服侍工作啊, 就是看顾人的生活。
The fourth servitude work that Jesus does is to look after the livelihood,
解决人在生活当中的难题,
is to come and solve the difficulties in people's lives.
他刚开始出来传道理的时候，到了迦拿的一个婚姻的筵席。
When he just started his ministry, he came to a wedding banquet in Cana.
说玛利亚也在那里做服侍的工作。
And Mary was also there being serving.
啊，但是在筵席当中啊，他们的酒没有了。
But during the banquet, their wine ran out.
啊，玛利亚就对主耶稣说，他们没有酒了。
And Mary told Jesus their wine has ran out.
啊，当然，主耶稣对玛利亚说，妇人啊，你怎么干涉我的事情呢？
But Jesus Christ replied that why do you involve me?
因为虽然玛利亚把耶稣啊生下来。
That even though Mary has given birth to Jesus,
但是她是神所用的器皿。
But yet she is a vessel of God.
耶稣要行事啊，他有神的时间跟神的旨意。
And for Jesus to perform his work, he has the timing and the will of God.
所以他不是按照人的旨意来行事。
So he does not do things according to the will of man.
所以他要玛利亚了解，他不能够用母亲的身份来。只是他行事。
So he wants Mary to understand that she cannot use the status of being his mother to tell him to do things.
所以玛利亚也知道。
And Mary knows this.
啊，她只是神所用的器皿而已。
That she is a vessel of God.
那她知道说啊，耶稣是非常慈悲怜悯，他会解决人生活当中的困难。
But yet she knows that Jesus Christ has compassion and love, and he will solve the problems of humankind.
所以她对那些佣人说啊。他叫你们做什么，你们就做什么。
So she told the servants, do whatever he tells you.
后来主耶稣就叫那些佣人呐、啊，说你们去舀水，把那个水缸啊，把它舀满。
And so Jesus told the servants to fill the jars with water and fill them to the brim.
啊，然后说把它舀出来，送到筵席的地方去。
And then draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet.
啊，结果那个管宴席的人呐、啊，尝到那个水变的酒，说，就去找新郎来说，你们怎么把这个好酒留到现在
？And when the master of the banquet tasted the wine, he went to the bridegroom and said, "How come you left the best wine until now?"
所以主耶稣借着这个神迹啊，是要让我们知道。
So through this miracle, Jesus wants us to know.
婚姻是一个家庭生活的开始。
That marriage is the beginning of a family life.
在我们人生的生活当中啊，有时候常常也会遇到好像酒用尽的时候。
That in our lives we may encounter times when it seems like the wine has run out.
生活当中啊，遇到困难，失掉了喜乐。
That in our life we may encounter difficulties and lose
our joy. 但是有主跟我们同在啊。我们就能够让这个喜乐可以一直的不阻息。
But with the abundance of the Lord, then our joy will be unceasing.
因为他在我们的生活当中啊，会帮助我们解决一切的困难。
Because he will solve our difficulties in our lives.
主耶稣跟我们同在的时候，虽然淡淡的白水都能够变成芬香的美酒。
When Jesus abides with us, even though the tasteless water can turn into very good wine.
因为有主同在的家庭就充满着喜乐。
Because a family that has the abundance of God is full of joy.
啊，在平凡的生活当中啊，就有喜乐，就有满足。
That in our ordinary lives we can have joy and fulfillment.
所以耶稣啊，乐意解决人生活当中的困难。
So Jesus Christ solves the problems of humankind.
他曾经在讲道的时候啊，发现门徒这些人啊，跟随他很久的时间。
And in his ministry, Jesus realized the time that the people that followed him.
而且天色已经晚了。
Had taken, and at that time the sun has gone down.
门徒说啊，叫他们自己回去啊，自己找东西吃。
And the disciples said that to send these people away, that they can find their own food.
啊，耶稣说啊，我不忍心啊，他们在路上疲乏困倦。
But Jesus Christ said that I do not want them to be tired and hungry on the way home.
门徒说啊，我们就是有22的银子啊，去买很多的饼啊，都不够一个人吃一点点。
And the disciples said that even if we had 20 denarii to buy a lot of food, it wouldn't be even enough for one person.
耶稣说你们有多少？
And he asked them, "What do you have?"
结果他们就拿了五个饼，两条鱼来。
And they brought him five fish and two fish. And so Jesus fed the 5,000 with the 5 bread and 2 fish.
门徒网不到鱼的时候，
when the disciples are not able to catch fish,
主耶稣跟他们讲说，把网撒下去。
Jesus Christ said, "Cast the net."
他们按照主的话就下网，就网住了很多鱼。
And they obeyed Jesus and cast a net and caught many fish.
他们遇到风浪的时候，
when they encountered storms,
把主耶稣叫醒过来。
They awakened Jesus.
结果主耶稣就斥责风跟海啊， 风浪就平静下来了。
And Jesus Christ rebuked the wind and the sea and the storm calmed.
门徒在海中遇到大浪很辛苦。
And when the disciples encountered difficulty in the sea,
主耶稣本来在山上祷告，
and Jesus was praying on the mountain.
然后他知道了以后，他就走海面了，到门徒那里去。
After he knew that, he came and walked on the sea.
后来他一上船以后，风浪就平静了，他们就到了他们的目的地。
And after he went on the boat, the whole storm calmed down, and they were able to come to their destination.
所以主耶稣不只是关心我们灵性上的需要。
So not only is Jesus not only does Jesus care about spiritual life, he also cares about daily life. And he will solve the difficulties in our lives.
主耶稣的服侍精神啊，是相当慈悲怜悯的。
And the spirit of Jesus' servitude is one of humility and
compassion. 我们看马可福音一章四十节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 40.
马可福音一章四十节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 40.
到42节。
To 42.
一章四十节。
Mark 1 verse 40.
有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他下跪下说：“你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”41节。
41.
耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”42节。42. 大麻风即使离开他，他就洁净了。我们看到主耶稣非常慈悲怜悯呢。
Here we see that Jesus Christ is filled with compassion.
有一个大麻风的病人。
There's a man with leprosy.
因为患这种病会传染呐，所以都要把它隔离。
Because this is contagious, therefore they are usually segregated.
他在没有指望当中啊，他来跪着求耶稣。
In his hopelessness, he came to beg Jesus.
说你如果肯的话，能够叫我洁净。
He says, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
本来一般人啊，麻风病是不敢去摸的。
And ordinarily, no one would dare touch someone with leprosy.
说耶稣就动了慈悲的心。
But here it says Jesus was filled with compassion. Reached out his hand and touched the man.
然后对他说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”
And told him, "I am willing. Be clean."
结果这个麻风病人呢，他就马上得洁净了。
So he was immediately cured and cleansed.
耶稣不只是啊医治病人。
Not only does Jesus heal the sick.
而且他那个动机啊，是出于慈悲啊怜悯的心肠。
But he's motivated by his compassion.
他能够体会人在病痛当中的苦。
He is able to understand the suffering that the ill goes through.
他一方面充满着怜悯慈悲的心。
And he is filled with compassion and mercy.
一方面啊，又有能力啊，能够帮助解决人的困难。
On another hand, he has the power to solve the difficulties.
我们看马可福音二章的23节。
Mark chapter 2 verse 23.
马可福音二章二十三节。Mark
chapter 2 verse 23.
这里讲到主耶稣带着门徒啊经过麦田。Here
it mentions that Jesus and the disciples were going through grain fields.
因为门徒肚子饿了，所以他们就掐麦穗，起来搓着就吃了。And
because the disciples were hungry, they plucked the wheat and were eating.
所以有法利赛人就控告耶稣。So
the Pharisees, they condemned Jesus.
说你们的门徒啊，怎你的门徒啊，怎么做了安息日啊不可做的事情
？The why are your disciples doing things that are unlawful on the Sabbath？
本来按照律法，这个 人肚子饿了啊，你经过麦田啊，你可以把麦穗抓起来搓一搓就可以吃。
And according to the law, if one is hungry, one can pluck the wheat and just eat it.
但是你不可以用刀啊去割啊。
But you cannot use a knife to cut it.
所以过麦田，你肚子饿吃麦穗，这是可以的。
So if you go through a grain field and pick some wheat, that is okay.
啊，但是那一天呢、啊，刚好是安息日。
But because that day it was Sabbath.
所以法利赛人呐、啊，他们对安息日有一些啊不正确的观念。
And the Pharisees have some incorrect concepts regarding Sabbath.
他们认为安息日什么事情都不可以做。
They thought that on Sabbath you cannot do
anything. 不管好事坏事都可以做。
No matter if it's a good thing or a bad
thing. 而且啊，又定了很多很多的规条。
And they have many rules.
那所以他们就控告，先跟耶稣控告说你的门徒做了安息日不可做的事情。
So the Pharisees accused the disciples.And told Jesus that they're doing things unlawful.
因为他们认为说掐麦穗啊，这是做工。
Because they believe picking the wheat is a type of work.
但是耶稣就引证旧约的圣经啊。
But Jesus Christ brought on the Old Testament.
啊，有一次大卫啊，跟随的人，因为他扫罗要杀他们，所以他们就逃走。
Because in the time of David, when he was escaping from Saul,
啊，跑到那个大祭司那里去。
And he came to the high priest.
啊，因为他们已经好久没有东西吃了，肚子饿了。
And because they have not eaten for a long time.
啊，所以他们希望祭司能够给他们一点饼吃。
And they were hungry and asked the high priest for some bread.
大祭司说没有普通的饼。
And the high priest says we do not have regular bread.
只有那个圣所换下来的陈设饼。
We only have the consecrated bread.
啊，这个平时啊，是除了祭司啊，一般人是不可以吃的。
And this bread cannot be eaten by anyone but the priest.
但是大卫跟随的人呢、啊，因为已经啊好几天没有东西吃了，肚子饿了。
But because David and his men haven't eaten for a long time and they were hungry.
所以祭司就说：“你如果圣洁没有污秽的话，你可以吃。”
So the priest told them that if you are clean, then you can eat of it.
所以本来照律法是不可以吃的。
So according to the law, they were not supposed
to eat. 但是因为不吃的话，他会肚子饿啊，可能啊会有生命的危险。
But because if they do not eat of it, they will be hungry and perhaps even have a danger.
所以在律法以外啊，特别施恩说你可以吃。
Outside of the law, they were given this special grace.
所以主耶稣就说啊，你们不要把这个没有罪的当作有罪。
So Jesus Christ told them that do not consider what is not sinful, and you consider.
说安息日是为人设立，人不是为安息日设立的。
That the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
神设立安息日啊，就是让我们能够享受身心的安宁。
That the Sabbath was established so that we can receive this peace in our heart.
啊，能够享受神的恩典，不是要受束缚的。
And enjoy the grace of God and not to be bound.
所以安息日是为人设立，不是人不是为安息日设立的。
So the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
难道说啊，人子也是安息日的主？
And then he goes on to say, the Son of Man is the Lord even of the Sabbath.
所以耶稣是安息日的主，他也可以决定安息日要怎么行啊，才能够合神旨意。
So Jesus Christ is the Lord of the Sabbath, therefore he can determine what you can do on the Sabbath to be according to the will of God.
所以虽然在安息日掐麦穗，
So even though they picked wheat on the Sabbath,
但是耶稣说啊，人饿了就是在安息日掐麦穗来吃也是没有罪的。
That when one is hungry, even though they pick the grain on Sabbath, that is not sin.
啊，好像人饿了，哎，还是要吃饭。你就说安息日还是要吃饭呢？
That if one is hungry, you still need to eat, even if it is the Sabbath.
所以耶稣说，不要把没有罪的当作有罪。
So Jesus Christ said, do not consider that something that is not sin to be sin.
那接下来是有一个人呐、啊、生病。
Then there is someone who was sick.
那所以很多人就窥探说啊，安息日耶稣要不要医好他？
So many people were speculating whether Jesus was going to heal this
啊，耶稣就啊把那个人呐、啊、请来站在众人当中。
And Jesus Christ asked this person to stand in front of everyone.
那问众人说啊，安息日行善行恶哪一样啊是可以的
？And asked the people which is lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil.
主耶稣说啊，看到众人呐、啊、心真的很硬。
And he looked and see how stubborn their hearts were.
一个病人呢、啊，啊在安息日求医治啊。
That even though there is someone who was ill asking for healing,
他们却要控告要除灭耶稣。
They wanted to condemn and kill Jesus because.
当然是耶稣啊，为着爱人呐、啊，要让人能够得自由得平安。
And because Jesus has love towards the humankind, he wants to give peace and.
虽然人要把他控告要把他杀掉。
Even though the people wanted to kill him and condemn him.
但是主耶稣还是行善来救人。
But Jesus Christ still did good to help the people.
冒险治病啊，因为他怜悯人的可怜呐、啊。
And because he had compassion on the people, he risked his life.
所以他曾经说啊，你们有羊啊，他如果在安息日掉到水坑里面，你难道不把他救上来吗
？And he asked the people, if you have sheep and one fell into the hole, would not you, rescue the sheep, even though if it
一个人呢、啊，已经病了很久的时间，难道我们不应该在安息日啊，来帮助他，让他得拯救吗
？That a person who has been ill for a long time, should we not help and rescue this person?
虽然这样得罪了法利赛人呐、啊，啊，被控告，最后要被杀害，但是耶稣啊，就是怜悯人的心呐、啊，是不改变的。
Even though this went against what the Pharisees believed, and he was to be condemned, but Jesus Christ, due to his compassion, he still saved the people.
我们刚刚谈到说啊，耶稣常常亲近一些税吏罪人。
And we said that Jesus Christ, draws near to the sinner.
所以有很多人就骂他是罪人跟税吏的朋友。
So many people mock him and say that he is the friend of the Pharisees, of the sinners and tax collectors.
但是耶稣就说啊。
But Jesus Christ said,
我们看路加福音。
Luke.
路加福音九章。
Luke chapter
9. 十一节。
Verse 11.
九马太福音九章十一节。
Matthew chapter
9. 马太福音九章十一节。马太福音九章十一节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 11.
法利赛人看见，就对耶稣的门徒说：“你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？”十二节。
12.
耶稣听见就说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人用得着。”十三节。
13.
经上说：“我喜爱怜恤，不喜爱祭祀。”这句话的意思，你们取去揣摩。我来本不是造义人，乃是要造罪人。为利未马太啊，得到主耶稣的选召。
So Levi and Matthew were called by Jesus.
因为他本来是税吏，是一般人所看不起的。
Because tax collectors were people who were despised.
那这个耶稣就跑到他们家，跟他们一起吃饭。
And Jesus went to their house and ate with them.
还有很多的税吏跟一般所谓的罪人。
And then there are the sinners and tax collectors.
所以法利赛人就控诉耶稣啊。
So Pharisees wanted to condemn Jesus.
耶稣说啊，健康的人不要找医生，有病的人才需要。
And Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick."
他说我来不是要造义人啊，乃是要造罪人。
And that he came to call the righteous, not to call the righteous, but.
当然，我们知道世界上没有真正的义人呢。
And we know that on this world there is not a true.
但是自以为义的人倒不少了。
But there are many self-righteous people.
但是主耶稣来啊，就是要拯救世界上的罪人。
And Jesus came to save the sinners.
所以要亲近他们，把他们从那个罪恶当中把他们救赎出来。
So he draws near to them so that he can save them out of their sin.
所以说啊，有病的人才需要医生。
So those who are sick need a doctor.
所以他说我喜爱连续不喜爱祭祀。
He says, I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
所以对那些啊在最终生活啊没有力量脱离的人。
Those who live in sin are, and are unable to escape.
主耶稣充满慈悲怜悯的心啊觉得他们很可怜。
Jesus Christ is filled with compassion for them.
所以呢亲近他们啊目的就是给他们力量帮助他们脱离罪恶的生活。
So he draws near to them so to give them strength that they are able to escape from their life of sin.
所以圣经里面说啊压伤的芦苇啊它不折断。
So the Bible says that a bruised reed he will not broken.
将残的灯火啊它不熄灭。
And a light that's going out, he will.
所以看到一些软弱的人呐、啊，在生命，在那个灵性的啊边缘呐、啊，在灵命的边缘，在那么挣扎的人呐、啊，耶稣乐意啊来帮助他们呐、啊，拯救他们。
So those who are weak in spirit, Jesus Christ is willing to save them.
这是充满慈悲怜悯的心肠。
And this is his heart of compassion.
我们看马太福音十一章二十九节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 29.
马太福音十一章二十九节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 29.
我心里如何谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。主耶稣讲到说啊，他如何谦卑。
Jesus Christ said he is gentle and humble.
所以给我们留下榜样，要我们学习。
And he set this example for us to follow.
这个如何谦卑啊？有的人认为说是一种软弱。
Some people may think being gentle and humble is a form of weakness.
事实上，温柔的人呐、啊，就是刚强的。
But yet, one who is gentle is one who is strong.
好像那个水啊，可以充满各样不一样的容器。
Water is able to fill any contain any shape of container.
但是我们知道这个水可以带来很大的力量。
But we also know that water has great power.
有的水一大了以后啊，有些啊建筑物都会被冲毁。
That even when the great water comes, even a building can be destroyed.
所以大的时候可以发电啊，它的能源可以利用。
So if a there's great water power, then we can generate energy.
所以水虽然如何啊，但是呢。它能够产生很大的力量。
But even though water is gentle, but yet it can create much power.
主耶稣啊，他虽然是天地万物的主宰。
Even though Jesus Christ is the creator of everything.
他既然来到世界啊，他就谦卑啊，舍掉他自己。
But he came to this world and became humble and denied
himself. 他来服侍我们世界上的人。
He came to serve those in the world.
他亲自啊，拿水跟门徒洗脚。
He washed the disciples' feet with his own hands.
好像仆人啊，在服侍人一样。
Just like a servant.
所以他给我们留下一个谦卑服侍的榜样。
So he gave us an example of humility to serve.
所以他说，我来到世界不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍众人。
And he said that he did not come to this world to be served, but to serve.
所以他对教会当中一些啊软弱的人呐、啊，他不排斥。
So he does not despise those who are weak in the spirit.
所以你们不要轻看这弟兄当中小组的一个。
That you should not look down upon the smallest of your brothers.
所以有人呢、啊、把孩子带来要让主耶稣按手。
That there are people that brought children so that Jesus can lay his hand on them.
啊，门徒就责备那些父母亲。
And the disciples rebuke the parents.
啊，可能他们认为说啊，这个小孩子不懂啊，可能会影响主耶稣的工作。
And they probably thought that the children do not understand anything and may affect the work.
但是主耶稣却对门徒说啊，你们不要阻挡小孩子来到我面前。
But Jesus Christ told his disciples, "Do not stop the children from coming to me."
啊，然后把孩子抱来啊，为他们按手。
And he held the children and laid hands on them.
给他们祝福。
And blessed them.
然后说、啊、你们不要轻看这个小组里面的一个。
And said, do not despise the least of the brothers.
因为他们都有神的天使在保护啊，天使都要天天向天父报告的。
Because they have the angels of God look watching over them.
啊，所以虽然这个小子啊，这个孩子啊，或者软弱的人呐、啊，卑微的站住主耶稣这啊，不轻视他们，还祝福给他们。
And so even though they're little children and people that are despised by others, but yet Jesus Christ has compassion on them.
所以雅各书里面说啊，我们的神是啊，赫赐万物给我们众人。赫赐万物给我们享用的神。
And in the book of James, it says that God is one who gives us everything to enjoy.
但是他又是一个不会斥责人的神。
But yet he is one that does not rebuke.
所以我们尽管凭着信心啊，来向他祈求。
So we can come before him and ask according to our faith.
希伯来书第四章也说啊。
In Hebrews chapter 4, it says,
主耶稣因为成为人呐、啊，忍受各样的试探。
That Jesus Christ came to this earth and endured much temptation.
所以他能够体谅我们的软弱。
So he is able to sympathize with
us. 我们主管坦然如镜来到他的面前呐、啊，向他祈求。
That we can come before him in boldness and ask what we want.
他要成为我们随时的帮助。
That he wants to become our help.
因为他虽然是至高的神呐、啊，但是他却甘愿跟世人呐、啊、同居呀、啊，来帮助我们。
That even though he is a God on high, he is able to live with the humankind and to help us.
啊，他充满着柔和、谦卑呀、啊、怜悯的心肠。
And he is full of gentleness.Mercy and compassion.
最后又舍命啊，连自己的生命都为我们舍弃了。
And at the end, he lost his life for us.
这里面说啊，没有人可以夺取他的生命。
And in the Bible says that no one can take his life.
主耶稣是甘愿替我们舍弃生命的。
Jesus Christ lost his life willingly.
那他又是生命的主，所以他可以在生命啊重新呐、啊、得回来。
Because he is the Lord of life, therefore he can regain life.
所以看出啊，耶稣的爱啊是何等的大。
So we can see how great the love of God is.
这里面说人为朋友舍命啊，没有爱比这个更大的。
And the Bible also records that for one to die for his friend, there is no greater love than that.
但是当我们还做罪人的时候啊，主耶稣就为我们舍命了。神的爱就这样显明出来。
But while we're still sinners, Jesus Christ has died for us, and this is the manifestation of God's love.
耶稣当时啊，带着肉体，有肉体上的软弱。
At that time, Jesus Christ has the weakness of the flesh.
但是他为着救赎我们，甘愿喝尽苦杯。
But because he wants to save us, therefore he is willing to take the bitter cup.
他恳切的祷告说：“父啊，可以的话，把这个苦杯拿掉。”
He prayed earnestly to the Father that if he can to remove this bitter cup.
但是不要照我的意思，只要照天父的旨意。
But not according to my will, but according to the will of the Father in heaven.
所以本来要承担这个苦杯啊，要救我们人类，这个工作很难承担。
And this is a great task to bear this bitter cup.
所以他就奋力拼命的祷告。
So he prayed earnestly.
啊，那就天使啊，神派天使来加添他力量。
And God sent angels to give him strength.
让他能够忍受啊，人为人啊最痛苦的那种极限。
That he is able to endure the limitations of mankind.
全身被鞭打，背部好像犁沟犁过一样。
He was beaten and his back was plowed like a land that was being plowed.
被鞭打带荆棘冠冕呐、啊，这样来为我们死。
He was beaten and was crowned a thorn of crown and died for us.
我们看腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
腓立比书二章第五节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5.
你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。第六节。
Verse 6.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。第七节。
7.
反倒虚举起了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。第八节。
8.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。这都是谈到主耶稣啊服侍人的精神。
And this talks about the spirit of Jesus Christ and his servitude.
充满着慈悲怜悯。
He is full of compassion and mercy.
最后把他的生命啊完全舍弃掉了。
And at the end gave up his life.
啊，来救我们的十字架。
To be able to save us.
他本来是跟神同等的。
That He was equal with God before.
但他不以这个为强夺，就抓住不放。
But he
好像小孩子啊，拿到一个玩具啊，啊，怎么样，他就不放掉。
But he did not grasp onto it like a child grasping onto a toy that he liked.
他是把自己所有的全部抛弃掉了。
He has denied all that he was.
离开天上荣耀的宝座。
And left the glorious throne in heaven.
把他搬来的权柄能力，舍弃掉。
And denied himself of his power.
啊，成为人，而且是做卑微的奴仆。
And became a human being and a servant.
啊，而且顺服至死啊，而且死在最羞辱、最痛苦的十字架上。
And he became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
啊，来完成了救赎的工作。
To complete the work of salvation.
啊，那时候因为他把自己降到最卑、卑微、最低。
Because he has lowered himself until the lowest.
所以最后啊，神就把他升为最高。
So God exalted him to the highest.
然后是给他一个至高无上的一个名。
And gave him a name that is above every name.
所以现在所有天上地下所有的啊，都要歌颂赞美啊，荣耀归给这位。
That all that is in heaven and on earth are able to praise him.
啊，所以这是主耶稣给我们那种服事的榜样。
And this is an example of Jesus' servitude for us to follow.
我们来唱诗389首。
Sing hymn 389.
389.